Food is seen as an important safeguard, which encourages parents to keep their children in school. Kuyok Abol Kuyok, the undersecretary in South Sudan's General Education Ministry, says the school feeding program is particularly important for the country's most vulnerable children.
Schools that have school feeding programs are oversubscribed. Okay? And the schools that do not have, 40% of schools that do not have school feeding were actually at the verge of closure. So this indicates how important it is that we need to continue school feeding.
Mary Samuel Jada, the head teacher at Juba One Primary School, says for 3 years, the pupils in her school have benefited from WFP's school feeding program. Jada says for many children, the hate and nutritious WFP provided food is the only meal they receive for the entire school.
This program helped the children in a school to stay in a school from morning to evening hours. And then to give them chance to be healthy also, because other families, there's no food, one meal they take. But now this program helping them, and then they succeed in classes, no absent, daily they will come to school.
Here is what some of the pupils at Juba One Primary School had to say about the school feeding program.
The food program at school, it is helping me so much. Like now, many children dropped out of school because there's no food at school, and also at home, no food. But even last time here, some food was there. And then this girl here, when she went home, she got no food at home. Even the siblings didn't eat. So she came and took the remaining food from school here home.
Yeah, the food is very important, because to me it's very important, because even when you didn't eat, you cannot understand. Then class, especially mathematics, you cannot able to understand. That's why I say that the food in school here is very important. Many people will not come to school even. They will forget about school when the food is not around, because they don't have enough money at home to come and buy food in school here. Because like some children, even they're not taking tea even.
Makena Walker, acting country director for the WFP in South Sudan, says for 3 years, her agency ran the school feeding program in more than 1,000 schools across South Sudan. Walker says during that time, more than 500 pupils benefited from the WFP school feeding program. But due to a shortage in funds, WFP had to suspend the program in about 470 schools in July last year. After receiving a donation of $1.3 million from the French government in July this year to feed more than 20,000 children in South Sudan, WFP resumed the school feeding program in 260 schools across the country. WFP says more than 60,000 vulnerable children in South Sudan face the risk of either going to school hungry or dropping out entirely due to a lack of funding for the school feeding program. The agency says the school feeding program hangs in the balance as WFP seeks at least $2.67 million to keep the program running.
This year alone, WFP, and of course I'm talking WFP and our partners, we need over $17 million just to reach 500,000 children until the end of the year. Next year, we'll need $70 million if we have to continue giving school meals.
Agustino Moikeke, the head teacher of Kinji Boarding School, says the school had more than 1,300 students enrolled in 2019. But now enrollment has dropped to less than 1,000 pupils after WFP suspended the school feeding program because of shortage in funds.
Children are not regular attending classes because of they used to go to the village looking for food, and then others may even fall sick due to insufficient feeding at home. But formally, we don't encounter these problems. But for now, on a daily basis, 2 to 3 people may fall sick. When examined, finally, it may be realized that it is just issue of being underfed. When feeding program is cut, some people withdraw their children, they take to the village.
Studies have shown that school feeding programs help improve attendance and performance rates and are also a significant motivator for parents to send their children in school. Under the WFP's Country Strategic Plan for 2023-2025, the agency will expand the school feeding program to severely food insecure locations in South Sudan, mainly in flooded affected areas. Kuyok says the funding crisis jeopardizes an entire generation with far-reaching consequences for South Sudan.
We need, I think, to try and mobilize resources so that we can improve school feeding and increase the provision.
According to the most recent 2022 Integrated Phase Classification or IPC analysis, South Sudan's overall food security is deteriorating and malnutrition levels are rising. 7.74 million people are at risk of severe acute hunger. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.